I have to say, now, first of all, that the standard of football in the Ladies Senior Grade this year has surprised me, you know. People would talk about the big two or the big three, the Glenfinn, Termon, Laval. But I have to say, Niamh Connell and Moncrana, you know, have kept themselves very well, particularly Niamh Connell now, and they're here to stay at senior level. And, I mean, they put it up to any of the teams they played against. But ultimately, we've got down to the final now, and it's probably, as maybe people might have predicted, it's the two whole foes of Termon and Glenfinn again.
Yeah, you of course have seen both of these sides this year. What's changed around both clubs for 2020?
Well, I tell you, that's an interesting question. Glenfinn have a new management team in there. Paul Bonner's in managing this year, so he appears to have taken a very focused approach in terms of what he's looking from the team, and he appears to have changed the style of play. They're very focused on scores coming from Kieran Guthrie and Yvonne McMonagall. An interest in the last day now against Mavill, he dropped Katie Hearn back and she seemed to play in a very, very defensive role, and that was probably to curb the threat of the two Neves, Neve Higgerty and Neve McLaughlin, you know, driving through the middle. And that worked, but they lost a presence in the middle of the field where you didn't have Katie Hearn being able to drive forward and maybe spray ball about. From Mavill's perspective, I mean, the first game they played was against Termon up in Termon, and they were beat comfortably in that game, but, you know, they put up a fairly spirited performance. But I think they realised against Termon that they could compete, so Mavill played Glenfinn in the second game, and Glenfinn won that game by a point down Mavill after extra time. But again, I thought Glenfinn were very reliant on that day on Kieran and Yvonne for scores. So look, what has changed? I think both teams are more focused, but maybe focused in a slightly different way. I think the upside for Termon is that they maybe have a wee bit of experience. Sean O'Donnell's on there in his second year managing the team, and the sense that I got from Termon in the game that I have seen against them in the flesh against Mavill, and also the recorded game against Niamh Connell, is they developed a sense of patience. You know, they're not rushing the game. They were very frustrated against Mavill for long periods, but, you know, they won the game comfortably in the end. And in fact, against Niamh Connell, they were 2-1 down after 16 or 17 minutes, and you wondered what was going to happen. But again, patience won through in the end, and they ended up winning that game very comfortably. So I think both teams have adapted, but maybe in slightly different ways.
Yeah. Does that make Termon a better team this year than the side that won the title last year?
I have to say, I think it does. You know, look, we talk about this so often, when you have a player of the calibre of Geraldine McLaughlin, who, in my opinion, is the best full forward in the country, bar none. You know, you're always going to have a chance in any game. But, you know, I would have noted that, you know, a lot of the younger players are starting to come through in Termon now, and they're contributing in the game. They're not there just to make up the 15. They're actually contributing. They're working hard in the style of play that they have. And on that point, Termon still have 10, to my records anyway, 10 of the players that won the 2014 Club All-Ireland and still playing. So, you know, there's a fair bit of experience there too. So I think Termon maybe just are the better team this year now overall.
Yeah. Obviously, we've seen Glenfinn won the title in recent years, and they done well in Ulster, just pipped at the post, as were Termon last year. I've seen Kieran Guthrie had said in this week's Donegal News that whoever's going to win this game will have a better depth and spread of options and not of having the most stars on the team. How would you look at that comment, David?
I think that's a fair comment, and I think I touched on that very much there with Termon in terms of what I see. There's a great breadth across their team, and in fact, I have to say Glenfinn are the same. They were very reliant, and sorry to repeat myself, on Kieran and Yvonne for the scores. In fact, they were the only two scorers they had in the semi-final, but ultimately they were strong enough right across the 15 to beat Mavill, who harried them, you know, and battled hard against them throughout the entire game.
Yeah, so what about the matchups then? If you're going to win this game, what's the key matchups and how do you go about getting them right?
Well,
starting with Termon, Geraldine's the main threat, and we all know what Geraldine does. We'll begin with her then. How do you go about trying to stop Geraldine McLaughlin?
Well, you won't stop Geraldine. That's the first thing. I think you have to get that into your head. What you have to do is try and limit the damage that she can do and the number of scores that she will get. You won't stop her. I can only ever remember one game, which was an inter-county game against Cork, where Geraldine failed to score. So that's the measure of the girl. Look, Glenfinn are going to have to be very strong, and I think they're going to have to decide. They're going to have to put somebody like Katie Hearn, who's an experienced player, backed to Mark Geraldine, because if it's anybody lesser than that, Geraldine will turn them time and time and time again. And when she gets turned, there's only one place she's heading after that, you know. But leaving Geraldine aside, you have to bear in mind Bridget Gallagher has been contributing away at scores there. That we get Lucy O'Flynn, Kira McGarvey, a lot of talk about those two players, you know, and the scores that they're adding. But you've Roisin McCafferty and Roisin Phelan there, who will put the ball over the bar from 40 or 45 yards out and proved that against Leith Connacht in the semi-final. So they have a fair old breadth of scores.
If Kieran Guthrie was to score 112 in a county final, could you say that that would be the player that would win them the piece of silverware at the end of the day if that was to happen on Sunday?
I would think so, absolutely. But I don't think that'll happen. Kieran scored 112 on Sunday past, but 8 of those were from frees. Now, they all count, ultimately. But I think, go back to the patience factor that I referred to in term, and I think there's a wee bit more discipline about them this year. I in the style of play that they have, I don't think they'll be giving away cheap frees now on Sunday. But certainly anybody that racks up that level of scoring, you would have to tip their team to win it for sure.
Yeah. Can you see a hunger in Glenfinn off the back of the disappointment of last year?
I think there's a focus in them, all right. I think they want to. Yes, I do. I think they really want to make up for last year. I think for the likes of Katie and Yvonne, who are heading back out to Australia, and maybe Karen, who certainly people would suggest is getting to the twilight of her career, although I'm not so sure. I mean, there's not many championships left in those girls, so look, maybe this is the time that and the year that they really want to see it through and maybe get over the line. But equally, I mean, Termin have been carrying that for the last 10 years as well. You know, we know what they're like in terms of hunger and ability, and they've not lied out handy either now.
Yeah. Just looking after the Donegal Championship, obviously we've got the inter-county season to come, and Ulster are looking to run a provincial club championship as well. Davey, would you agree with that, would you, at this stage of the year, and how the rest of the fixtures are going to pan out, and given the current situation that we're in with COVID?
Well, look, I think COVID's here to stay, so I think we're going to have to get on with it in one way, shape or format. So, yeah, I think I would support it. I suppose the challenges or the difficulty is if it's a game in Glenfinn, nobody gets to see it. But if Glenfinn are playing up in Tyrone, well, sure, you can get 400 out to see it. And that's the difficulty for people, I think. But, yeah, I think we need to get on with it, unfortunately, because this is here to stay.
Yeah, and the under-county season has to come as well. I don't know, maybe we could be moving our matches into the north, David, to get people in the line. The man suggested to me this week.
It's funny, it's interesting nobody's actually come up with that or been brave enough to suggest it, but yeah, look, who knows. The under-county season comes around very quick thereafter, and the senior under-county, the Ulster Championship, is very condensed. It's week after, I mean, it's literally over a three-week period from a preliminary round right through. So, I mean, there'll be no standing still, and if you pick up an injury, you know, God help you, I'm not sure you'll have time to recover. Yeah. But it's going to be a very, very condensed season now.
It certainly is. Okay, then finally, who are you calling on Sunday to lift the trophy and be county champions again?
Well, you probably would have put your money on both these teams being there this year. We've talked about the threats in both teams. I think the one thing that will be key will actually be the refereeing of the game, in that, I mean, the referee on Sunday played the thing absolutely to the letter of the law in terms of any contact at all. He was blown for a free, and whilst he was the same for both teams, Glenfinn probably adjusted to that slightly better. So I think the refereeing will have an impact on the game in terms of the style. But ultimately, I just think Termin have just that wee bit too much across the 15, and maybe even in the panel, you know, coming off the subs bench. I suspect they'll have enough, maybe by 3 or 4 points would be my view.